It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Governor John Hickenlooper is the winner in yesterday's U.S. Senate Democratic primary. Hickenlooper bested former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff by nearly 20 points and will face incumbent Republican Cory Gardner in the general election. He spoke to voters last night.
We must come together to reclaim our country and assert the fundamental decency of a nation that looks out for its people, that treats everyone with respect, and lives up to the ideals at the very foundation of who we are as a country.
Andrew Romanoff was sharply critical of John Hickenlooper during the primary, at one point calling on him to drop out of the race. But as Romanoff conceded Tuesday night, he promised to support Hickenlooper as the candidate in the general election.
For all the differences that we had, and there were many in this race, I am equally committed to making sure that Cory Gardner is a one-term senator and that John Hickenlooper replaces him in November.
The race between Hickenlooper and Gardner will be one of the biggest Senate priorities for both parties in the elections this November. Colorado counties will be able to loosen some social distancing restrictions if their coronavirus case counts are steady or dropping. The state has released new guidelines for this phase called Protect Our Neighbors. Jill Hunsaker-Ryan leads Colorado's public health agency. She says the state also wants to make sure counties can trace and contain new cases before they loosen rules.
If we reopen without the systems to handle increased cases or outbreak, we will become overwhelmed and end up at stay at home again. Nobody wants that socially, economically, and education-wise for our kids.
Officials say this is the final phase of reopening in Colorado during the pandemic until there's a successful treatment or vaccine. The Museum of Contemporary Art Denver reopens to members today, with public access returning tomorrow. The museum closed in March because of the pandemic. It will have a timed ticketing system for entry, reduced capacity, and require patrons to wear masks. Admission will be free on weekends. The museum will also open an exhibition by Neri Ward. Much of his art uses found objects and materials to explore aspects of American culture, like racism and national identity. Colorado weather is sunny and warm today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.